USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. At a Republican fundraising dinner in Columbus, Ohio, President Donald Trump Friday touched on a number of topics, including the media's coverage of the murder of an Iowa student by an illegal immigrant.
When they found out that it was this horrible illegal immigrant that viciously killed her, all of a sudden that story went down. They didn't want to cover it the way it should have been covered. We mourn for Molly's family.
The president also bashed trade agreements such as NAFTA and said if you like fewer regulations, choose Republican candidates. Hurricane Lane was downgraded as it turned toward Hawaii, but it's still causing flash flooding and landslides. Schools and offices were closed as residents took shelter from the storm. This vacationer is taking it all in stride.
Getting a lot of phone calls, you know, asking, make sure we're all safe, but it doesn't seem too bad. Hopefully it doesn't hit too hard.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Pope Francis is in Ireland this weekend, where church goers are experiencing their own nationwide reckoning with sexual abuse of children by priests and a subsequent systematic cover-up that allowed such abuse to happen. 85-year-old Michael O'Brien, a former Irish politician who famously revealed on live television that he was sexually abused by a priest in a Catholic-run orphanage, says the Pope owes victims more than just an apology.
This is a horrible crime. It's a horrible crime. And how states are not doing enough to grab these people.
The family of Arizona Senator John McCain saying via a statement Friday that the senator has chosen to discontinue medical treatment. McCain's been battling brain cancer. His fellow state senator Jeff Flake speaking about McCain in a phone call with KNXV in Phoenix.
I hope that we will remember him by being a little kinder to each other, remembering that politics doesn't have to be a blood sport. We can work across the aisle and see the good in people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
When it comes to President Trump's promise that America will dominate space, Vice President Mike Pence has a message for the naysayers. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The United States Department of Space Force will be a reality by the year 2020.
The Vice President saying that during a visit to the Johnson Space Center in Houston on Thursday, saying the administration wants the U.S. to return to the moon as well as do some other lofty things.
Our administration is swiftly advancing the most important precursor to outposts on the moon and the mission to Mars, the first space station that will orbit our nearest neighbor, the Lunar Orbital Platform.
The president's proposal for doing it through a sixth branch of the military has gotten mixed reviews from most lawmakers and many military officials. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The National Weather Service says Hurricane Lane is starting to weaken, but still a very powerful storm. Governor David Ige says it's happy to have equipment from the National Guard and Department of Defense if needed.
I think this is leaning forward, being proactive, making sure that we have access to the full range of assets that are here, existent in the islands, that would allow us to respond to any emergency or condition.
A woman who's been posing as a dentist in Atlanta for at least 7 years is facing a 48-count indictment for practicing dentistry without a license, insurance fraud, and forging prescriptions. Krista Sedgwick worked with other dentists, pulling teeth and doing other dental work. At least 18 victims have come forward. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.